Welcome to Raising Connections. I'm your host, Raishan Mayer. This is the program where we talk about all of the connections between your critters, companions, commerce, and agriculture. This morning, as always, we have a fun and interesting guest. You've heard her before, Ellie Bondi, and we're going to talk about critters and companions and agriculture. We've got rabbits. Good morning.
I'm thrilled to be here.
She's like, oh boy, that was a lead up. So rabbits, you have 100 bunnies right about now.
I do.
Okay, so we've got to start this off with rabbits, bunnies, hares, bucks, does. What the heck and when and why? And some ears go up and some ears go down and some have long hair and some have short hair. And oh, you got to straighten me out.
Okay.
So let's talk critters.
Okay.
What do you call a rabbit?
A rabbit?
A bunny? What is a rabbit? Help me figure this out.
Okay.
We need you to be Ellie Bondi, the bunny lady. Here we go.
Okay.
What is the difference between a rabbit and a hare, a buck and a doe? And is a bunny always a bunny, or do they become a rabbit, or how does this all work?
I'm not very familiar with hares.
Is a hare a rabbit?
Yes, a hare is a rabbit.
Is it a male rabbit or a female
rabbit? No, it's a breed.
Oh, I didn't know it was a breed.
Yeah. And so, there are wild ones. My daughter got this all started when she was six and wanted a bunny for her birthday. And we got our first little bunny, and we ended up, on the recommendation of the person that we bought it from, to join the Carroll County 4-H Rabbit Club. That was the best advice we've had, because we did learn more about rabbits. We did learn how to take care of the breed of rabbit that we ended up with, which is the Netherland Dwarf. There are 52 different breeds of rabbits.
Oh my goodness.
Recognized by the American Rabbit Breeders Association. Now, that is the United States organization over all the rabbits that are shown in the United States. And that organization was started in 1910, and it was started in Colorado, but that's kind of irrelevant because there were people, even back in the 1850s, people were raising and showing rabbits, but our organization didn't get started until 1910. Within those 52 recognized breeds of rabbits, there are rabbits that are called hares, which relates to the body shape.
Oh, really?
It is. And I'm demonstrating with my hand that you can't see, but it is a higher arched shape of the rabbit. Some rabbits sit down on all four legs. Well, there's one breed of rabbit that's like a pancake.
Oh, my. Most so when they sit down, they're like a pancake?
They just flatten right up. And then most of the rabbits that you would see if you went to a rabbit show will just sit on all four legs. But some of them are raised up in the front legs are longer so that the rabbit is a higher arched shape. The Belgian hare was the first breed of rabbit brought into the United States from Europe.
So if I take this back and I make some knowledge that you're providing, hang on to connect with some of the knowledge I already have, this would be like talking about the breeds of dogs.
Yes.
Or the breeds of cats or cows or horses, where there's body definition.
Yes.
That says, is the head high? Is it low? Are they German shepherds or are they Malinois because of how their back ends are shaped?
Yes.
Okay, so that makes sense. So that's how the breeds are broken down.
Yes.
And color, I would think, too.
And color, but also the head shape.
Okay.
The head placement.
That makes sense to me. So the some dogs length. Are pugs and some dogs are German shepherds
ear length.
Okay.
Ear placement. There are some rabbits whose ears are measured with a yardstick on the table.
Oh my goodness.
Their ears come out 24 inches, 12 inches on each side of the rabbit's head. I don't have them.
Wow.
I can't imagine keeping those ears clean while they eat.
How big are these bunnies? If their ears are 24 inches long, are they big bunnies or little bunnies?
They're pretty big bunnies. Yeah.
Okay.
They're probably in the...
Those are some big ears.
12 to 15 pound size. That's one of the lop-eared breeds because the ears fall down. Many of the rabbit's ears are straight. It's fascinating. With 52 different breeds, they come in all shapes and sizes and hair length, fur length.
Oh my gosh. I have to admit, when I hear the word rabbit, I see two things in my mind, white and wild. Not that white can't be wild, but I see the bunnies that run around outside and I hope the dogs don't get or the mower doesn't end up with. Or then I think of white rabbits.
Yes.
And I think the reason I think of the white rabbit is the Cadbury Bunny commercial. making the rabbit do the little thing with his mouth and laying Cadbury eggs. I
Yeah.
think that's wrong, but
There actually are a few different breeds of rabbits that are white, that are of the image of the Cadbury bunny. But most of the bunnies that are the Cadbury bunny is a New Zealand white, which is a very common, easy to raise, large breed.
So a hare is just
a rabbit.
A rabbit. So when I think about the fable or tale of the tortoise and the hare, it's really just a type of
a rabbit.
Rabbit.
Yeah. In the pictures, you'll see that it has that high arched body and the small, skinny, longer front legs.
I'll be darned. I always thought a hare was wild.
No.
It's one of those things that you make connections in your mind that maybe shouldn't be made. But the hare and the tortoise and having a wild hare always means you go fast in my world. And so it has nothing to do with a rabbit, except the hare is a rabbit that raises the tortoise.
Yes.
I'll be darned. All these things I learned. Okay. Are rabbits Easter toys?
We'd highly recommend that if somebody wants to get a rabbit as a pet, that they do it intentionally with planning, because a rabbit is probably going to live 10 years. And a casual purchase for an Easter pet. A lot of times people lose interest after even a month and we see them showing back up. So I discourage that. I try to help people be educated about what they're wanting to get as a pet. And because rabbits come anywhere from 2 pounds to 30 pounds, you can get the size that you're looking for, the temperament that you're looking for. If you wanted a long-haired one, there are multiple breeds of rabbits that have long hair. That means you're going to have to groom them more often than the short-haired ones. There is a version of the fur on the rabbit that's very, very plushy and soft, and there are a few breeds that have that soft plush fur.
So would that long soft plush hair be like a Himalayan cat where it has the really long hair?
Yeah, there are a lot of rabbits that are Angora rabbits. You know, I'm sure you've had
is
an
that
Angora
the
sweater.
Yes. Is that really rabbit hair?
Yes.
I'll be darned. Making good connections. I really don't know a lot about rabbits, and I'm putting some faith in the fact a lot of our listeners don't either.
Yeah, but there are all the Angora breeds. There's multiple breeds of rabbits that have Angora fur, and people shear them like you'd shear a sheep.
Oh, my.
Or they can just pluck the fur and they spin it. If you were in Pennsylvania right now at the farm show, they would be doing that, doing shawls and scarves and all from Angora fur. We don't do that in Maryland. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'm going to have to be really ignorant here and ask some questions, because the only way I become non-ignorant is to ask questions. Do rabbits shed? You said pluck fur.
Absolutely. Yes. They molt a couple times a year. Usually spring and fall.
It's like a dog that sheds or a cat that sheds.
Yes.
I'll be darned. So some dogs have indefinite length hair and it goes to a certain length. Labrador retrievers would be a common version of this. The hair only grows so long and then it sheds out. And some dogs, like poodles, their hair just keeps growing and growing and growing unless you groom it. Are rabbits the same way?
I'm not familiar with any that just keep growing.
So we're not going to find a bunny, a furball bunny. It's going to shed out. It's not going to keep growing. It's not like a sheep where the hair keeps growing and it needs to be sheared.
Right.
I also, somewhere in the back of my mind, remember that you have to give chew items to bunnies.
Rabbits are related to beavers.
Oh my,
beavers
I did not know that.
Beavers have to chew, keep their teeth filed down. That's not the only reason they cut trees down.
Oh
they
my goodness.
To. And rabbits need to also.
So their teeth continually grow.
Yes.
And they have to be filed down.
Yes.
So rabbits don't get cavities and neither do beavers. I'll be darned. There's so many things I did not know. If we have a pet, we have to be mindful of keeping the teeth trimmed or giving them chew items.
A rabbit's teeth, ordinarily, the upper teeth should be in front of the lower teeth, just like in your own mouth.
Okay.
If you put your tongue against your teeth, your upper teeth are in front of your lower teeth. And if that is the opposite in a rabbit, that is, we call that malocclusion. And there's no rabbit dentists, sorry, but that is a genetic fault. And a rabbit, if the teeth aren't clipped on a regular basis, that rabbit will die.
Is that because they can't get nutrition?
Right. They can't eat. if they can't eat it. The teeth are too long. They can't chew. I do not keep those rabbits. That's a bad thing. I make sure that they are deleted from the herd, and I never repeat the breeding with the parents if that shows up.
So you used a word I have to ask. A group of ravens is called a murder. You said a herd of rabbits. Are they really a herd?
Yes.
Okay, I think of herd of horses, a herd of cattle, but a herd of rabbits.
Yes.
All these wonderful things. When we come back, let's pick this conversation up. I have some more questions.
Okay.
Join me, Raishan Mayer, from Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, for our new adventure, Living Life Tails Up podcast, combining everyday life with what goes on at the kennel and farm, a bit of humor, some ideas, and some positive happy bubbles. We're living tails up, nose down, and staying on track. We hope to see you on Living Life Tails Up for 5 to 10 minutes worth of happy, happy bubbles shooting out there in the atmosphere. See you soon.